Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 72. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 60. Overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow, overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Prosecutors file a murder charge against a man accused in the death of Kansas City, Kansas police officer Hunter Simoncic. Police say Dennis Mitchell intentionally hit Simoncic with his car during a chase early Tuesday. Prosecutors have not decided if they will pursue the death penalty. A security officer at Wichita's West High School was hospitalized after being knocked unconscious while trying to break up a fight Wednesday. A 17-year-old was arrested on aggravated battery and other charges. The NFL suspends Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice for his role in a street racing crash in Texas. He'll be suspended for the first six games of the season. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
As farmers and ranchers across the country gear up for fall harvest, the August World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates Report, or WASD, provided some insight into how production may look.
The big story is we have a record U.S. corn crop. Yields are up, acreage is up. Soybeans are holding steady, and wheat exports got a small bump. But really, what everyone's talking about is that record corn crop. And it's going to really set the tone as we head into harvest and start making decisions.
Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says the report plays into the larger story of global agriculture trade.
Markets reacted pretty quickly. Corn slipped at the news of large supplies. Traders are really balancing the signals of a big U.S. crop against global demand.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Two people were injured in an accident just before 10 p.m. on Tuesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1994 GMC Sierra, driven by 21-year-old Jesse Jacoby Kuhn of Oakley, was eastbound on U.S. 24, approximately 2 miles east of Kansas 25 Highway, when the pickup traveled off of the road, entered the north ditch, continued northeast through the ditch, and into a pasture, where it came to rest against a fence. EMS transported Kuhn and a passenger, 10-month-old Lucas Leo Craig Kuhn, to Citizens Medical Center. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. On Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland announced that the Department of Commerce has been awarded the 2025 Excellence in Economic Development Gold Award from the International Economic Development Council, or IEDC. Kansas Commerce received the award for the agency's work in the special event category that impacts the entire state population. IEDC singled out the 5-day, 26-stop, 2,100-plus-mile community impact tour that Commerce's Quality Places Division took to highlight transformative projects across the state, engage with local stakeholders, and celebrate community progress during National Community Development Week. Toland said their community impact tour was more than a road trip. It was a chance to connect face-to-face with the people and organizations making positive changes happen throughout Kansas. He said the state's strategic investments are helping spark new economic opportunities in small towns and larger cities alike, and they are honored that IEDC recognized this important work. The Quality Places Division within the agency will be honored at the IEDC 2025 Annual Conference in Detroit on September 14th to the 17th. Each year, IEDC honors an array of entities, initiatives, and programs that are consistently demonstrating excellence in the realm of economic development, as those honorees lead projects that revitalize communities and advance the practice of economic development. Assistant Secretary of Quality Places Matt Goddens said that it's incredibly rewarding to see their work recognized on a national stage, and this is actually the second award this initiative has received. He said earlier this year, the National Association of Development Organizations also honored the Community Impact Tour, and these recognitions reinforce the importance of investing in community connections and quality of life improvements across the state. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give blood now to help maintain a healthy blood supply, so donors of all blood types, especially those with type O positive and B negative blood, are urged to make an appointment to keep life-saving blood products ready the moment patients need them. Routines are changing and schedules are filling up before fall, which could keep people from coming out to help save lives. And in addition, the threat of severe weather and hurricanes remains strong in late summer. So as we near National Preparedness Month, it's important to note the significant disruption weather can cause all year long. Between July 1st, 2024 and June 30th, 2025, weather canceled about 1,500 blood drives, causing more than 40,000 blood donations to go uncollected. So making and keeping donation appointments where it's safe to do so can help patients when and wherever they need it most. Be a friend to patients in need and book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Local upcoming blood donation opportunities will be held in Hill City on September 3rd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hill City High School, in Phillipsburg on September 4th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Community Church of God, in Oberlin on September 18th from 12:15 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Gateway, and in Norton on September 24th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H Building, 126 East Park Street. In Nebraska news, 40-year-old Tina Wells of Hastings has been charged with possession of a controlled substance after police were called to the Dollar General store near Broadwell and Capitol Avenues after drugs were found in the employee bathroom, and they were a bag of methamphetamine and a green and white bag with a methamphetamine pipe inside. Grand Island police reported that an officer reviewed video footage that showed Wells carrying a green and white bag to the restroom, and investigators also found a small baggie of methamphetamine in Wells' bag. On Wednesday, Wells was released on bond from the Hall County Jail, and she's due back in court on September 26th. Officials reported that two staff members at the Nebraska State Penitentiary were injured Wednesday in an assault by inmates. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, two inmates attacked an employee on the yard, and multiple staff members jumped in to help, with authorities saying that one of those workers was also injured. The department said the employee who was initially attacked was hospitalized with serious injuries, including a concussion, multiple broken bones, and cuts to the face. Corrections Director Rob Jeffries said violence towards staff members will not be tolerated, so those who choose to perpetrate these acts will be dealt with to the fullest of his authority. The department said the findings of the investigation will be turned over to the Lancaster County Attorney for possible prosecution, and the inmates will also be subject to internal discipline within the Corrections Department, like the loss of good time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton head tennis coach Joey Nichols to update on the team and their upcoming meets starting today at Trigo.
I'm here with head tennis coach Joey Nichols. Coach, it's a new tennis coach, new school. Last year you're new here, and now you're the tennis coach after your second or start of your second year. So why don't we welcome you here to USD 211. Of course, like I said, you're the first year tennis here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your squad?
We've got 17 ladies out, and so that's quite a few that we'll be able to do our regular varsity and then two JV teams. But they've been working hard and practicing hard and putting forth a lot of work and effort, and it's great to see.
Of those 17, what could you break down the classes for us?
Yeah, we have 4 returning seniors. We have 1 new junior that moved to the district. We have 10 sophomores. Quite a few of them are returning. And we have 2 new freshmen.
As we talk about returning, do you have some returning varsity members?
Yes, we do. We've got both the Puga girls returning, as well as Natalie Evely and also Shauna Hanlon returning on the varsity side. And then we've got quite a few returning sophomores from last year as well.
You'd mentioned that you've been working on playoffs here or tryouts here. So can you tell us how those went?
It was busy 3 days to do all that, to get through 17 ladies. But we spent time on Thursday and Friday taking care of that and finished up on Monday. And so that helped us set our varsity and our JV, like I said. We have Natalie as singles 2, and then we have Layla as singles 1. Then we've got Lily and Ainsley doing doubles 1, and then Shauna and Paisley Greason doing doubles 2.
And, of course, that you had also a new assistant coach this year. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Coach Avey, she's my hero. She's just really enthusiastic and is there to learn, but also to hold the girls accountable. She's been helping them when we start practices off doing conditioning and warm-ups and stuff, and she's great at that. And it gets the blood flowing and gets them ready to go. Some of the girls don't like the conditioning aspect, but it's making them hustle, and that's going to translate onto the court.
Well, kind of just walk us through maybe what your practices would be every day.
So the first 10 or 15 minutes, we do warm-ups and conditioning. Basically, as soon as they get to the courts, they just kind of do some hit-arounds. Then we break into that warm-up and conditioning. After that, we'll just do a small little break, discuss some plans for the day, and then what's going to go on. And then sometimes we'll break into different techniques to work on those onto the 3 different courts. Sometimes we'll do forehand, backhands. One day we had the ball machine out just to kind of work on those and things like that. If I see that an athlete's struggling with getting a good serve through and all that stuff, we'll pull them aside and work with them on new techniques while the other ladies are sort of taking some leadership to help the rest kind of get back on track for what's going to go on and upcoming. And then we just continue on through those little, I guess you'd say, sessions or spots. And then towards the end, we try to do a little bit of playoffs again, working on what we've discussed with those little sessions, and then breaking into doubles and singles, and then playing through just to see what's going on there.
That's all in that short time since you started on the 18th of August. But tomorrow on Thursday, you'll be doing your first competition. Well, you'll be traveling to Trigo, and that starts at 3 p.m. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Trigo matches?
I'm going to be honest. It's going to be new to me. I'm pretty nervous just about. I know I can get there and drive it. But just when we're there and all that stuff, what's going to go on? I'll be learning a lot. But because of our returners and stuff, I know that they're going to be able to lead themselves. They're going to be up against Phillipsburg, obviously Trigo, and Colby. And so all have great teams. And so they get to start their season off playing great teams and growing from there.
Now, we mentioned, like we said, the Trigo on Thursday. But then next Tuesday, you have a Hoisington JV tournament there.
Yes, we do. JV will be taking our JV 1 team. And so Coach Avey, she'll be leading that. I'll be going with her just to kind of walk her through the process of what's going on and when scores are getting entered and all those sorts of things that we still have to take care of. But we'll go through this together, kind of keep each other's bearings going, and walk those ladies through their first tournament. Quite a few returners on the JV 1 side, with Chloe Souter and Kieran Aitken, and I just lost them, but there's quite a few that were in tennis last year that have a good grasp of it and will also be able to lead that. And I think down the road, quite a few of them are looking to challenge to possibly pop up to a varsity spot or higher up within the JV rankings.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on Thursday when you travel down to Trigo, and then on Tuesday you travel to Hoisington for that junior varsity tournament. So reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Nichols, and good luck to the tennis team starting today at Trigo. Logan resident Eugene E. Chandler passed away on August 20th at the Logan Manor in Logan at the age of 95. A mass Christian burial will be held tomorrow, Friday, August 29th at 10:30 a.m. at St. John Catholic Church in Logan, with Father Carrie Ninemeyer and Father Trinity co-celebrants. Burial will follow in the Pleasant View Cemetery in Logan. Mr. Chandler will lie in state from noon until 9 p.m. today, Thursday, August 28th, at the Logan Funeral Home in Logan, and rosary will be recited at 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Logan Funeral Home, followed by the family receiving friends from 7 to 8 p.m. for visitation. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. John Catholic Church or Catholic Charities of Salina, and Logan Funeral Home of Logan, Kansas, is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Jairus McMullen, 85, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Thursday, August 28th, at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Jairus McMullen Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School, you'll be having for lunch roast beef, whipped potatoes, gravy, apple wedge, pepper strips, and banana bread. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, whipped potatoes, or chef salad with French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cavatini, bread, green beans, and rosy applesauce. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of showers before noon, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., with areas of fog before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy today with a high near 72 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 20%. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Friday night with a low around 60. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers, and then chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny Saturday with a high near 80 and a chance of precipitation of 30%. On Sunday, there's a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. On Monday, Labor Day, it should be sunny with a high near 82. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 86. And on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 77. Currently, with light rain and fog conditions, it is 65 degrees. The humidity is 97%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.11. The dew point is 64 degrees. And the current visibility is just 1/2 mile. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is accepting and will serve a six-game suspension to start the 2025 season. According to Tom Pelissero of NFL Media, this stems from the Dallas car crash incident from 2024. It was speculated that the NFL wanted to suspend him into the double digits of 10-plus games, and the NFLPA said no. There was a September 30th hearing set, but it all concludes at six games, and Rashee Rice accepts those six-game suspension. The NFL and the NFLPA are working to finalize the settlement, which will end Rice's disciplinary limbo and make him eligible to return Week 7 against Las Vegas, meaning he will miss games against the Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jaguars, and Lions. Pelissero also reported that contrary to reports, there was never an agreement or plan to have Rashee Rice play the first four games before a September 30th hearing, which was scheduled as a save the date. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean?
Yeah, John Deere bale documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.